3, 2.
It's like it's like artistic McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on over there. Yeah.
We need to be more adults.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to That Checks Out with Damon and Ted. Weather on the 8s, traffic on the 5s. Across from me is Damon. I'm Ted.
I'm an 8. He's a 5. All right. That's how it goes. Hey. You know what I think might bring your energy level up right away?
Definitely not this mix of pink lemonade and Mountain Dew.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's a mix? Okay.
Well, it's just a soup song, just a splash, you know, because the beatus doesn't like the lemonade.
Yeah. diabetes. So here's my question. I'd like to ask you,
okay,
if there's anything you'd like to talk about that might bring out Angry Ted.
No.
There's nothing?
No.
I was really hoping
you tried.
So.
Yeah, you tried.
I tried. I tried my best. All right, hey, can I talk about my week then?
Sure.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. So I may or may not have, I absolutely did, had a huge problem with my shower, okay, to where it was like leaking, like my garage ceiling came crashing down, okay?
I want to put a pin in that for a second.
Yeah.
Mac, did you suddenly get reclining seats?
Yeah, you do look like you're...
This is me not putting any effort into, like...
No, you are big pimping right
like
now.
Apparently, I'm going to get an ab workout. Because the only way that I'm not going to be, like, horizontal is I'm going to have to physically sit up the entire time. What? All right. So, didn't this happen before?
Yeah, it did. But here's way worse. Okay, way worse.
Oh, I'm getting a chair update.
Oh, look at this. So, here's the deal. He doesn't do much with sound, but he can fix a chair while you're sitting there. You just lock him out?
I mean, you could have just told me there's a thing. I would have figured it out.
I've never done that before.
So
said, hey, it's right there.
I didn't start reaching for the bottom.
But here, so
just feel around the bottom. You'll find the thing and flip it.
If I had a nickel for every time.
Happened now? Didn't you fix it? Well, that checks.
No, I didn't really fix it.
No, did you fix it last time?
No, I didn't really fix it. I band-aided it and said, "Oh, this would be good."
Well, I'm going to be Florida back then when it happened. I'm going to be in Florida in 8 to 9 years. I don't have to fix it.
So anyway,
even though my fat ass is going to be in the shower for
that's really what did it in. Yeah, because it's done. But here's the deal. So I have to shower downstairs in the basement, okay? Now, I've never showered in that shower before, ever. It's like being on vacation in my own house.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
It's just a different shower, different bathroom, right? And then what's weird is, so my brother was here, staying with his family for a while. They left some little, different Moroccan shampoo in
little
there.
Soaps?
Yeah.
Little soaps.
And you know what's weird? They smell different. They feel different, right? So you're like, game on. I'm like on vacation, two floors below where I'd normally shower. Life is pretty good, okay?
I just on a whim bought some tobacco leaf / what was the other? Wow, this is going to go nowhere if I can't remember the other half of it.
We talking about toiletry still?
Well, yeah, it was a body wash, tobacco leaf and something, but it literally smells like I'm bathing like in a pipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I like pipe smell.
To be honest, I'm not dissatisfied by it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every minute of it, but it was just like, I popped it open in the store and went, all right, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I got it.
So
but the other day I was in my car and I was like, am I smoking a pipe? Oh, it's me. I'm the one smoking a pipe.
Am I 80 smoking a pipe?
Is there more to this story?
No. I wanted to point out that even though I'm at my house, right? I really feel like I'm on vacation. Oh. All it takes is a change of scenery. You know what I mean? And a different shower, a little different soap. I might even mix it up when the shower's changed out. I'm going to even mix it up, try different soap every now and then and be like, vacation. You know?
I'm going to go into the story that you alluded to at the top of the hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to get it?
The traffic and the weather on the 8s.
Am I getting it?
So as people know, I've been unemployed since 2006, what it feels like. But a lot of, we don't want to talk to you. We don't want to even interview you. Go pound sand, as someone told me recently.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, I know that guy too. He smells. He does not smell like a pipe.
He's awesome.
Smells like a butt pipe.
Maybe. Moroccan body wash, but go ahead.
What is the other? That's going to drive me nuts. I mean, it's on me.
Musk?
No.
Carcinogens?
Could be.
You said tobacco.
That's what it is.
Leather. Really?
Yeah. Tobacco. All right. Anyway.
All right. Gotcha.
So. Been a lot of nothing, been a lot of rejection, which, all right, fine, that's great. But suddenly it's everyone, you know, wants to talk to me. Have had nothing. Someone's like, hey, what's your availability? I'm pretty flexible. I can work around anything. Cool. Don't have anything back. Suddenly a place is like, hey, we want to talk to you. Please use this link to schedule a time to talk to us.
Nice. Okay.
I'm like, okay, I take 1:30 on, let's just say a Monday. I take 1:30 on Monday. Then that was overnight. So then that's what I did this morning. So I go out and I walk the dog. I'm walking the dog. I get a text that says, hey, this is the first place. Yeah. The first place where I said I have flexible open availability. They're like, hey, how about 1 o'clock on Friday? Cool. I've just scheduled 1:30 at another place. I don't know how long this thing is going to go. And if it goes long, I can't be like, hey, I got to jump. I got another place to go to.
Right. This doesn't sound real promising. I got
to
bail.
So I walk the dog. I go home. There is a place where it says, if you need to reschedule or cancel, use this link. I don't want to do it. But I also told the first place, hey, I can work around anything you got. I'm flexible. So I don't want to go, hey, one's not good for me. How about another time? Because I've already said I'm good. So I take the risk. I move the other one because no one has confirmed yet. I just move the other one to 3 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Then I go check the fridge. Of course, there's no milk. I go to the store. I'm at the store. The point of this is like I'm not in places when I'm getting the information where I can immediately act on it.
Right.
I go to the store. I get a new text. Oh, hey, Ted, change your mind. Can you actually do noon on Friday or Monday, whatever it was? And I was like,
sure.
Hey.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yeah. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. You sound provoked earlier, so I just wanted to poke the bear.
If I had just left it alone, it would have worked out on its own.
Yeah.
But I can't taste that.
No, you can't change it.
I can't take the risk.
No, you can't. I totally understand.
So now I've said, yeah, absolutely noon is fine. I've had absolutely no confirmation back.
You know what's weird? Yeah. Instead of confirming back, they just come back and go, hey, we went a different direction. We don't need to get noon.
And then
on
today I get a phone call, which is like, what? What is this? And it says, hey, this is the people we've been talking, a whole different group.
Yeah.
We've been talking, because I had a little screener interview yesterday, and they're like, hey, the company that we're screening for, they want to know if you can have an interview today. And I'm thinking in my head, I don't have any dad taxi stuff or anything. And I'm like, there's something going on. I can't think of what it is. And they're like, well, how about 4? And I look at the calendar and it says, that checks out recording 4 o'clock. And I went like, yeah, no, I can make that happen. Sure.
Yeah. Needless to say, hey, spoiler alert, me and Matt got a text.
But what it's an IT company, but they also outsource. And I didn't realize that what they were saying is, we don't want you for our company. We want you for some of our outsourcing.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the thing is they're like, this was a screener yesterday. Like, we can't tell you the company until they say they want to talk to you.
Really?
So I can't research it. I can't look it up. So then today, cut to today, we're like, hey, we want to talk.
Yeah.
4 hours from now, can you be ready?
But you're,
I guess.
Yeah, for and a then, company that you don't know.
And then they're like, it's a video interview. We're like, hey, dress for professionally. Oh, yeah, I'm not an idiot. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a few questions prepared. Again, not an idiot. It's going to be on Teams. So log in early to make sure everything works. I'm like, I just used Teams last week. I know it works. It's fine. Cut to me opening up the email. It's on WebEx, which is not Teams.
Yeah.
Which is also something I don't have installed on my computer.
You did not use that last week. Right.
It doesn't take long to install, but also it's like, is everyone setting me up to literally be like, so.
Yeah. He looks incompetent.
One of the guy's questions was, so why did you want to come work for us? And I was like, hey, I'm going to be flat out with you. I had no idea who you were. Found out 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
I was interested in the job. The job seemed very interesting. No idea about you. I have looked into you from now. It doesn't seem like you're a terrible job. Doesn't seem like you're out murdering children.
Right.
Seems like a fine place to work.
Yeah.
But I had no idea about your company. So I don't, like, did they not tell you that? Because now I feel like I've been set up to look like an idiot in front of this guy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you did not prepare. No, I was not allowed to.
I had 4 hours. Also, it said, check out the interviewer on LinkedIn. That guy's not on LinkedIn. Other people from the company are. Hey, can I talk to Charles? Hey, is he here?
Do you guys know Charles?
Huh? Is Charles here? Because I looked up his stuff.
Yeah.
He seemed.
You're calling the office. Hey, is Charles in the office? I want to talk to him.
Cut to the fourth company now.
Okay.
So now we're to.
Okay, but here, you're a hot commodity now.
Suddenly I'm a hot commodity.
Hot commodity.
Guaranteed none of them will work.
Okay.
Fourth company. Hey, I'm free from 10 to 11:30 on this day or after 4 today, which again, I was like, what is everyone? Like, everyone wants to talk to me today.
Yeah, the one thing you have going.
The one thing I have going. The one thing I'm actually go to all the time.
Yeah.
So I say, I can't do it, but can I just take that first slot? Can I have 10 a.m.?
Game on. Okay.
Comes back, hey, I read my schedule wrong. I'm actually booked that time. So they said, I am free from 10 to 11:30. Can you actually do 11:30? And I was like, so you weren't available at all in that window.
Right.
I guarantee if I would, this happened to me. Remember? I don't remember. Did I tell this story where it was the wrong number on the resume?
Oh, yeah.
So I make one mistake. Oh, this guy's an idiot. I'm out.
Right.
So far, all of these companies.
Yeah.
Make mistakes left and right. It's going to be on this. It's not on this. Hey, research the thing. But I'm not going to give you the thing you can actually research. Do you want to do it this time? Sure, I'd love to do it this time. Actually, I can't do that time. I would like to do this time. Well, no, actually, now that you've changed everything, you look like an idiot to Company Z. Yeah. Company X is going to be like, actually, we can do an earlier time. Don't even have to change that. But I already did.
But here's a good thing. Okay, let's say one of these places hire you. Okay, but personally, if they call me for reference, you're not getting the job. Okay, but let's say they hire you. All right. You are CEO material.
Now that you say that, I did forget to not put down professional references on something. Well, yeah, whatever.
But I'm saying,
I don't think that's going well.
No, but you. First off, if I'm your professional reference, you need to dream. You need to dream.
No,
bigger, okay?
You just reminded me, like, yeah. You saying reference reminded right. me, not this guy.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is you're like CEO material for these companies. It sounds like you're gonna go in and just right up the corporate ladder. So I hope you get in somewhere. I hope it pays enough for me to quit my job and us to do this full time. That's what I'm hoping. Is there any chance that's going to happen?
No.
Okay. I mean, is there any chance that you'd make enough money to where you could tell me I could quit my job? You think that's going to happen? I mean, we're buddies. We've been buddies for a long
no,
time.
No, but it. Oh, I like I have just found out. Right no, well, I'm going. I'm not really listening to you because I got a text. I got a time sensitive
really
text.
Listening to you.
I got a time sensitive text while we were talking.
Yes.
That it, I swear, there's a person that does not talk to me at all. Monday through like every day of the week, forever. As soon as I sit down in this recording studio,
yeah,
suddenly it's game on.
TikTok.
1,000 questions.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
How about this? Do you want to do this? It's on a calendar that everyone shares. It is not a secret that I am here and that I am supposedly mentally in this bubble of us talking.
You're supposed to pay attention to me. Well, I'm supposed to have your undivided attention.
Well, to be fair, that part actually is a bonus. But
right. You mean I have something better to do? This is awesome. So— Is it the girl from last week we talked about with 159,000 texts after the first date? Is that who we're talking about? You did see her picture, remember?
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, but anyway.
But I swear, every time.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. I need an answer with an 8, 7, yeah, right. 6,
right.
5,
Hey, MacGyver,
4.
It's going to blow up. Yeah, cut the red cord. Cut the red cord.
MacGoober!
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know I was going to get to coax angry Ted out like that, but I like it. I like it. I like where this went. And you know what? You got to vent. Do you feel better? Am I like a therapist now? Do you owe me like a copay?
No.
I think you might have to. What if I was a therapist? I think I make a good therapist. I mean, I don't really listen to people. But
I was going
to
say, people would be like, well, at least I'm not that guy. Because yeah. You'd be talking the whole time.
That's what it is. Yeah.
At least I'm not him.
You're like, your hour's almost up. Can you tell me how I can get that? I can get better in this? You're my therapist, and I haven't got to say two words. Correct. That'll be $100. So, no, I think I'd be a good therapist. Seriously, other than the fact that I don't listen. So, or really care about what other people have to say. That said, we all wish Ted good luck, all right? And hopefully make enough money for me to retire.
I just want you to know, we're all counting on you. Good luck.
That was the meme I was going to send you.
Oh, was it?
Was Leslie Nielsen in the doorway.
You could have. Here's the thing.
We're all counting
on
that,
you. So I said to you, there's a third party involved. I'm not talking to that company directly.
Right.
I get in, I'm just going to get into the thing. I open it up. I see I set my camera off because I didn't know if I'm going to be the only one in the room.
Right.
And the one thing I don't want to, is that me? Am I looking at? I get in, there's already a picture. So I'm like, hey, Ted. No idea who this is. This is not the person I was told to research.
Right.
Like, hi. Like, oh, I'm from the so-and-so company. I just make sure everything works on. You guys are both here. There's no technical difficulties. And then I bounce out.
How many people work for this company?
And I was like, okay.
Wow.
That's fine. It's like, is do you have the ability to turn on your camera? Like, I do. But I thought I was going to be here by myself because I'm 5 minutes early. So I didn't want to be looking at my face. She's like, oh, okay. Well, my camera's broken. So it's okay if yours doesn't work. I'm like, oh, did you physically need to me to turn it on? You do not trust me that my camera works? Yeah, I just want to make sure that you know how to, like, I'm applying for an upper level IT job and you're wondering if I can turn on my camera?
What? Not even that. Their camera doesn't work.
Right.
They get angry, Damon.
To be fair.
Yeah.
They did say that is kind of weird for an IT company to have a not working camera. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's kind of something I can fix. You want to call me up? I can.
Yeah. You want me to walk you through it?
Do you want to tell me what your laptop is? I can probably still dispatch one for you if that's what you need.
Let's FaceTime. Let's FaceTime. So, but no, angry Ted. I'm glad I got it out of you. You were really resilient there, or resistant. You were not going to do it. And I like that.
Well, I mean, it's still like I'm probably just, you know, put a lot of bad karma out in these places I want to actually have.
No,
but
no.
Also the interviewer today was, I don't understand when people do this. He was sitting like at 45 from his laptop.
Oh, really?
So he's looking like, it's like I pulled him over and he's looking over his shoulder.
Did he have a lazy eye though? Maybe he was just lining himself up. Like, you know, when you line up, when you got a slice in golf, you turn.
No, but I think he had it on his like third monitor or whatever. So instead of looking directly into it, and like I said, like, it's like I pulled him over. And he's looking over his shoulder to talk
officer.
To me.
Sorry, officer. Yeah. I'm real sorry
about
that.
I was like, well, I'll just look over here then. I don't. As long as we're just willy-nilly looking at stuff, I don't
should have went
really
like cross-eyed. Should have just went cross-eyed, see if you noticed. So, hey, I have a story from this week. Okay. Besides my vacation shower, my puppy Lilo loves chasing birds.
All right.
And I'm trying to stop her from it. Right. So I got a little collar that we put on her and like, we don't want her leaving the yard and stuff. So occasionally I'll buzz her.
This reminds me of something. I don't want to interrupt you though. Yeah. Keep going.
So you don't want to interrupt me?
Oh, I will. Fine. Yeah. So I'm walking my dog. No, go ahead.
Just how matter of fact, you're like, okay. Let me just.
I wasn't going to. Then you're right. Like, here, I'll put it on a tee. Go ahead. Anyway, so
don't
want the birds.
No, I don't want her chasing the birds because the birds can go farther than Lilo goes. You know what I mean? So I just don't want her chasing a bird. Cut to, I don't know if this thing's a hawk. It's not an eagle. I don't know what it is in my yard. It's big and it's on the side of my house. Okay, she sees it. She's gonna make a beeline for it. And instead of me buzzing her, I'm like, see how this one turns out. Now she starts going towards it and they start going slow, you know, because this is a big bird.
What are you, a hawk?
So she's getting closer. And then finally she just gives up, like, yeah, I'm not gonna mess with that. And I'm like, the thing's totally still. And I thought, this is gonna break her. She's gonna catch one bird. It's gonna be a pissed off hawk. And it's like, we are done chasing birds.
Yeah, we're done with those.
Yeah, guess what? Dad, smart move, let me get that hawk. No more birds, you know? But yeah, she's kind of done chasing them now, which is good. But up till then, I'd watch and I'm like, oh, she could run towards the neighbor's yard, you know, back. I don't care, but I don't want to run it across the street.
Yeah.
You know, because she's chasing a bird. She'll chase a leaf. She doesn't, if something moves, she's chasing it.
Yeah.
You know,
I have come across a field of probably, you know, 700 Canadian geese.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Titan will like point up and I'm like, bro, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't.
You don't want that.
First off, they got a team.
And first off, I'm like, you go in that, son, you go alone.
Yeah.
Because I am not fighting that battle with you.
Right, right.
One or two, maybe. 700, that's on you.
Yeah.
Look, you can go Sparta your ass over there. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole thing, too, when you're like, listen, if it was two geese, it's still not two on two, all right? It's still you against the geese.
I'd put an effort into it. Yeah. But 700, I'm not even, it's just, nice knowing you.
Yeah, I'm going to take your leash off because I'm going to need something to swing at these geese. So
at
give me your leash.
At that same park, I'm walking Titan, we're on the path.
Okay.
We're on the path. There are people, two people and a dog in the soccer fields, way out in the soccer fields.
Yeah.
They see us, start beelining towards the path. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
They trying to make friends for their dog?
No, they're trying to get on the other side of us because they're parked way over. But instead of waiting or skirting around.
They're getting in front of the pace car.
Yeah,
they're in front of the pace car.
But their pace is so we end up exactly at
like the world's worst merge.
Right. We never leave the path.
Yeah.
But we don't meet them like 10 feet in front, 10 feet behind. Right when they hit the path is right when we hit them. It's just like, what? Just.
Yeah. In what world?
Yeah. And I'm not in this security and safety of Audio Hive podcasting studio.
Yeah.
I can't raise the invisible microphone and be like, what is your problem? Hey.
So you're talking about that. I'm at the post office the other morning. I had to mail something. Okay.
Had to
mail taxes out for a company, right? So I had to mail taxes out. To be out. Okay.
Yeah. Plus, it is early spring outside. It is deep August in this room.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I have swamp ass for sure. Yeah. I have swass.
I almost didn't wear shorts.
Swastastic.
I would
in
have
here.
Been in my underwear.
Yeah. No, it's swastastic in here. So anyway, just a hint of swass. So anyway, I'm at the post office. I have to fill out these envelopes, okay? They don't tell me what envelopes I need because, of course, the post office, they're not real helpful, right?
Yeah. So they won't even tell. What's that little sticky thing under the top? Figure it out, son. Yeah.
So I grab the envelope. I start writing on it. He sees I have forms. He goes, you can't use those envelopes. Well, now I bought the envelope because I wrote on it already,
right?
Okay? So I go, okay, what envelopes do I need? He points over there. I go, I get them. I fill out the envelopes. I get everything inside of them. Literally, I'm still the only one in there. They opened at 8:30. I walked in the door at 8:30. I was the only one in there, okay? I just get done writing everything. I get everything slid in. Here comes like five people walking in. They all rush around me so they can get it. I'm like, I'm in line. I'm writing right here. I literally pick my stuff up and I turn and you all run around me. And to the bitch that needed three things of stamps, I almost punched her in the face. Okay?
Why would you punch my mom in the face?
No.
My mom was the only one left to buy stamps. So I'm not buying
so
when you say
angry.
It's not my mom.
I was so angry. So the second lady, she goes, well, you were here first. Yeah. I was here before her too. Yeah. Just so you know. I wasn't second.
But see, I would have been like, oh, does she know that?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe could have gave her the class.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I'm sending stuff out certified mail. That takes a moment. I've been in there for 7 moments already. You've been in there for 12 seconds, okay?
What's the holdup, buddy?
Yeah. Then
I just got here.
Then she can't find her way to pay for the stamps. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what we're doing right now. I was in a hurry. I had a place to be at 9 o'clock.
Well, you know, like, she's either carrying cash or old people credit cards.
Yeah.
There's no way that she has anything plastic.
No. No, and like I said, I'm just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. But it was the whole thing where you're like, I feel them coming. They pick up the pace. They see me moving the envelope, and I'm getting ready to walk around the corner, you know, to go.
Yeah.
And they pick up the pace. And they literally, like, almost like they don't bump me, but they kind of draft around me. Like they're taking me NASCAR in turn four.
Robin is racing,
my friend. Yeah, in turn four, you know. Well, I wanted to kick the panel and be like, well, now there's nothing perfect, you know. But it was so awful. And I kept everything in me. But even when I get up there, the guy who works at the post office, which, you know, they're not very cordial people at all.
Oh, no.
He looks right at me and he goes, that was ignorant. And I'm like, if you called it ignorant, you see ignorant all day long, bro. You know exactly what this is about. But yeah, that's why when you said that, it popped in my head. It's like, don't think you're going to beat me somewhere that I was already there. Okay? I was there. You saw that. I was there.
I would like to talk to Kevin, the tech from the HVAC company that we have.
Okay.
Because he just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
So he comes, we have a service where they come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
They, you know, just is it good for winter? Is it good for summer? So he came out. He's like, yeah, you should probably change that filter. Like, yeah, no problem. He's like, this is what I would get. It'll be here later today, Kevin. That's the world we live in.
Right.
Like, he's all worried. I'm like, is this the one? I literally hold it to his face. Like, this is the one I want?
Right.
Yeah. Click. It'll be here in 4 hours.
Jeff Bezos says I'll see it in four hours.
It'll be here in 4 hours. I won't be prepared for the interview, but it'll be here.
Right. Yeah.
So then he takes the one you have and he's like, okay, it runs on rails. There's rails on the top and rails on the bottom. You probably want to start at the bottom and then work it in. And he's like, just so you know, don't feel bad. It takes a while. You got to get used to it. After a few times, you'll figure it out. It'll slide right in.
I wanted
to be like, I have 2 children, Kevin. I know how it works.
I know.
But it showed up. Yeah, literally, I just dropped it down and went.
Yeah.
And I literally yelled up to the ceiling. Hey, can you call Kevin? I need him to know one time.
Yeah, yeah, let Kevin know. First try.
But
fell
then,
in.
Like, he's in, he's like out because he's checking out the outside, you know, the condenser. He's back in and everything. And then he's like, okay, well, I got some suggestions. He's like, your whole house humidifier needs a filter and everything. And here's the cost for me to replace it and leave an extra one. Like, whatever. Fine, do that. He's like, I also recommend surge protectors.
Of course you do, Kevin.
So your surge protectors. And I look and it's his bill for something and surge protectors was $700+.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, go ahead. Give me your pitch, Kevin. He's like, well, you know, these are very expensive things. You're spending thousands of dollars on them. And I went, hold on. I used to work in a field where things were needed to be protected. You're trying to tell me that my furnace, the plug that plugs my furnace, somehow needs a $700 surge protector?
Right.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try. I'm like, hey, I got to run that by the other people in this house, but don't expect a call from me, Kevin.
Right. Yeah. That's still, hey, did he shot a shot though, right?
Yeah.
So he shot a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was like, first you think that I can't slide in a thing that's on rails.
Right.
Like, that's what I was like, it has rails?
Yeah.
How can I not put that in correctly?
Weird. Yeah. And it has arrows on it too.
Let me bring it into my kitchen where all my drawers are cattywampus and crooked because I didn't realize they're supposed to go on those things on the side.
They have rails? Those drawers have rails?
So great. I
was weird.
Like, hey, can you text Kevin and let him know that I got it?
Yeah.
Do I have Kevin's number? I'm like, you're the one that set up the appointment.
Yeah. Hey, one try.
Either Kevin showed up on his own or someone called him out here and it wasn't me.
Kevin's just driving around. I'm going to stop right here and tell them they have this plan. Okay. They've signed up for it.
I had a solicitor the other day. I don't remember what he was trying. Roof repair or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not interested. And he started like getting like spicy with me. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
I only said, no, I'm not interested because I've been yelled at by other people in this house when I just shut the door and say no.
Right.
Don't break. Like,
I was nice.
Don't make me angry, Mr. Solicitor. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Right.
But he's like, well, what are you just going to risk stuff happening to your house? Maybe.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't. What I don't understand, if you're trying to sell me on something, why do you think after I say no, double down as being a complete dick?
Yeah.
Is like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh man. I guess I was being ignorant.
I didn't realize that you wanted to treat me like a complete piece of garbage. Please.
Yeah.
Sell me your $700.
Continue. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
I have never seen the. Oh, I'm going to double down into being a complete a-hole.
How old was this guy?
He was probably 22.
There you go.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But also, it was the same thing when our peers were 22. Like, that mentality is like, oh, you're going to tell me no? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go up and down the street in this whole neighborhood. You're going to get a lot of those. Yeah. Was I your first one? Glad I was able to break in, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? My door didn't hit you in the face. You're welcome. That's how I normally
greet
people. Because
I've just been like, just shut the door. And I'm like,
yeah.
Did you not read the sign where it says no solicitors?
Yeah.
That wasn't like, oh, they're probably not for me.
Yeah.
All of them except me.
That's why I like the Ring doorbell, because they do that. And then you answer the doorbell. You're like, yeah. And you're like, yeah, we're here to, I says, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not talking to you. And I just, and we're done. I never even had to get up. Actually, most people, I just tell them, yeah, that's not worth me getting up for.
Also,
thanks.
Though, it's, of course, you know. Right. Oh, don't get up, everybody.
Dog.
I'll get it.
Yeah. And then the dog goes nuts.
Oh, yeah. The dog goes nuts, but it still doesn't alert anyone. Well, they know something's up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Ted will get that.
Dog's got to go out. Ted's got it.
Ted'll get that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some fun facts. We both got angry. I like that. See, but I start out angry.
I'll tell you.
You build the anger.
I'll tell you a fact.
Yeah.
It somehow got warmer in here.
Oh, I know. It sucks. Yeah. No. Life is awful.
Mac, and, is this on the equator? Like, what is going on that this room is so hot?
I don't know, man. I don't got the lights on.
I feel like we should have cedar walls and somebody should be putting
some... Maybe it's because you guys are so mad.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah.
The temperature of the room.
All right. Here's the first fun fact. All polar bears, all, are left-handed. Okay. Tell me the research team.
Does that mean you're a polar bear?
I'm a polar bear.
Well, do they just throw stuff at polar bears?
Yeah. Oh, man.
They all cut everything with their right hand, so we know they're left.
He snagged that. Yeah, he snagged that right out of the air. So you saw when he mauled that child over there, he led with his right hand.
Yeah.
That means he's left-handed.
I mean, that's a real Sherlock move. Like, you throw something at someone and they catch it and you're like,
yeah,
I get you.
Yeah. Whoop.
Holy cow. What did you just do?
He opened the door probably.
Yeah, it dropped by like 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, it feels better. Feels better.
Now we got to be quieter.
Yeah.
Because there's a dude living in this commercial building.
Shh. Don't bang on my door.
Don't disturb Jerry.
Come and bang on my door. Yeah.
But to say all polar bears are left-handed, what kind of study do you have to do to be very confident in saying all? Use the word all.
I'm going to back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove? You're like, hey, guys, should we figure out what hands polar bears are using?
Ooh.
What's the genesis of that?
Right.
What kicks that off?
Well, and the other thing is, if you think about it, when we were younger, now I'm left-handed to eat and write. And we all know that I write okay, but I eat very healthily. So my left hand works, right? I did all my sports right-handed. But
you were terrible at it.
Right. But my mom never stopped me from, like, you know, some people's parents are like, don't put that in your left hand. Hey,
did Tony Roman ever take you yard? Like,
no.
No?
No.
Nope, never hit one out on you?
No, because I didn't pitch.
Okay.
So no, he never hit one out on me.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah, no. But my point is that parents used to be like, don't put that in your left hand. You know what I mean? So do polar bears' parents go, don't put that in your right hand? Maybe that's what they do.
Well,
maybe
I'm thinking, why they're all left-handed. What if they're like, hey, they write stuff down every time we use this hand. Let's just not use it.
You know what? They're not. They're noticing. They're noticing. Look at, they're writing something. They're writing something.
Hey, Paulie. They think we use this one. Just show them that one. Move on.
Show them the other one. Show them the other one.
They'll throw you a fish if you use that hand.
But again, it's all. I don't think there's any way.
Like, have they asked all of them?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I knew that's where
you're
going.
Did you miss any?
Did you miss?
Did you miss one?
Yeah.
Did you miss one? I want to know that you polled the entire audience. That's what I need to know. Okay.
It's like, I swear that there's, I don't know, there's like think like classic stories or stuff like that where they get to this certain like spot and they're like, okay, we must have found everything or, like it's a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. And they get in there like, okay, this is all the supplies. This is all we found. And then they pan out and over the mountain, there's this giant, like beautiful area with
with
coconuts and bananas and stuff growing. Hey. And they're like, well, this is as far as we can go. I guess we die here. But if they would have gone like 10 feet further, they would have been like,
I am exhausted. Yeah. We are going to stay right
here. So they found like 8 bears, like all these bears are left-handed. And then like on the other side of the iceberg, there's a billion bears using left hands, right hands, feet.
So when you said that, it would make me think of, so earlier I was talking to a friend of mine who's going to have a Fusion done on his back, okay?
A Ford Fusion?
Yeah, Ford Fusion. So he's got a Focus
I would do
first.
A Ford Flex.
First he's got a Ford Focus, and then he'll be able to Ford Flex afterwards.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
did the guy that generation of Fords just come from a chiropractor and
it's
like,
kind of weird.
I got some ideas, guys.
Yeah, just so you know. So, but he's telling
me. First off, this is implausible because you said you had a friend. Go ahead. Yeah.
So what I laughed about was he says, everybody I've talked to, he goes, there's a risk involved. Of course there is. Whenever they're cutting on your back, get it. There's a risk. But he says, everybody I've talked to, they've been very positive about it. That they've had it done. And I go, okay, how many people is that? And he goes, well, I go, is that like 6?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. I go, what if there's a 94% tragedy rate and you talk to the six people out of 100, okay? I said, you might want to get another 100.
I would have pulled up Amazon and be like, you see how this has 5 stars, but it has 3 reviews?
Yeah.
And this has 4.8 stars, but it has 28,000 reviews?
Yeah.
Probably going to go with this one.
Yeah.
I know it's not 5 stars.
Right.
But I'm probably going to trust it more.
Because I guarantee you, the guy with 3, he did it himself, and 2 of his buddies did one too. His mom and his wife. They all did one, and that's why he's got a perfect rating. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But my point is, it's like, maybe you just need to pull the right audience. Pull. Bowler? Okay. But anyway, they're all left-handed. Okay. Here's my second fun fact. This one I love. I wish it was still true today. During the 18th century, you could pay your admission ticket to the zoo in London by bringing a cat or dog to feed the lions.
Is this something Mac set up? Because it feels like something.
So,
hey guys, I'm visiting from the U.S. Just letting you know that I do the killing.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give you an idea for your zoo. Yeah. Is it because they're overrun with dogs and cats? Or what's
I don't know.
The story?
I don't know. But well, it's in the 18th century. So, apparently whatever. But here's the deal. You know me. Previously, I would have at least paid for one of us to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Very easily.
For sure.
Yeah. I would have been like, only if I get to feed her to the lions. Look, I don't want to give her to you and then I don't get to see it. I want to do it. Okay.
Hey, guys, good news. The dog food budget's going to be a lot lower now.
Yeah, we're cutting 50%. I don't even understand what's going on. So we're going to go through way less treats, too. But 18th century, that's how you'd pay your admission to the zoo. So I want to go see animals because I'm an animal lover. By the way, feed them this cat.
Is that where the concept of BYOB came up? Like
BYOC?
We are running out of funds.
Yeah.
But that kind of defeats the purpose because you're not getting any money and you're just feeding tigers.
Well, yeah, but if the tigers are pissed and hungry, you don't have no money. You're better off feeding them something. You ever see Tiger King?
If it would have worked, Tiger King would have used it because that guy pulled out every stop.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
I am never going to recover from this financially.
I am never going to recover. All right. Third fun fact. A music teacher removed a 10-year-old girl from music class and said that she sounds like a goat. That girl is now Shakira. I don't think your music teacher was wrong.
Is that true? Is that a joke? Is that a bit?
No, that's a, it came off a fun fact page. I believe she was thrown out of a class. Here's the deal.
I mean, I believe that either way. I would believe that if that was fake or true.
So my first improv teacher that I had for Players Workshop Second City, he threw Chris Farley out of Players Workshop before Chris Farley was Chris Farley. So stuff like this does happen. You know what I mean? Chris Farley came to class. He had 2 classes. He injured 3 people because he hops around. That's what he does. And Steve Roth asked him to leave. He asked him and said, you need to leave. Then he went on to just go right over to Second City, and we all know where he went from there.
Well, I think it's like
it happens.
I get that. Not because I think he was. I just think that you have to be because you saw him on SNL.
Yeah,
he was in group sketches, but everyone else couldn't play off him. There was just too much. It was too And not saying it was a bad thing, but it was all eyes on Chris.
He's not really.
He's not
like
a team
the group
player.
Ensemble,
yeah, he's
right?
not. A, he's not. A, that think, ensemble is a better way to put that.
He's not an ensemble guy. He's a.
It's hard
guy.
To yes and someone that is literally speaking a different language and not saying like French or Spanish or something. We're talking like Martian, just out there.
But this was more where, like I said, he literally injured. I think he said he twisted somebody's ankle and he had somebody not a collarbone, but like somebody where their arm was in the sleeve. It happens.
He was very, we all know it. He was very
intense.
Physical, intense comedy.
He was intense.
Yeah.
So here's my last one. Some people in Toronto have started renting out half of their beds due to the city's housing crisis. The practice is called hot bedding. Okay.
Hot beds, yeah. Get your hot beds.
Get your hot beds.
Hot beds, yeah. Get your hot beds. Hot beds. Hot beds. Up top, hot beds.
Well, here's my deal. Do you get to pick? Like, you go out on the porch and do the hot bed thing, and you're like, not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
Not you. Ooh, hey, you.
Yeah, because what if you're like, oh, this one smells like tobacco and leather?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this one smells like
Moroccan.
This one smells like butt.
Yeah, this one smells like Moroccan shower shampoo. That must be Damon. He sounds awesome. But to call it hot bedding, okay? And then, I don't know if this is on nightly thing.
That's the, when places, this was in the Smithsonian. They had a thing like, this is the kind of motel you would find. They called it like hot sheeting.
Okay.
People would drive out from DC with their mistresses and like rent a hotel for an hour.
Really?
And then like a whole department, I don't know if it was of the police or like FBI or someone, like you got a whole thing that they would break up those kind of things. Because essentially it's, you know.
It's
a form of prostitution. Something. But yeah, it was just like, oh, what's this all about? And I'm reading it and I'm like, hey, kids, let's move along.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you about hot sheets.
This seems like you're learning. Yeah. What are we learning, everybody?
Hot beds, yeah.
But I guess my question is, it says renting it out. Do you think you rent it by the month or do you rent it by the night, like a hotel room? Because, I mean, that's, you got a different person in your bed every night. That's hot bedding.
Yeah.
that's hot bedding.
That's hot.
Yeah. That's hot. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to itch. You're going to have bed bug situations probably out of control.
Itch crotch, yeah. Get your itch crotch.
Scratch bedding. Itch bedding here. Itch bedding. But yeah, so I don't know if it's one night or if it's like, hey, I'm renting this for a month. You know, like, or it's a bed and breakfast, but you don't really get breakfast. It's just the bed. You know, it's half the bed.
What if you're so tired, like, you get in, you don't realize that someone else is already in there, and you're like, well, this bed's really hot.
It's because you're on top of me. Get off me. I don't want it. Well, see, my thing would be is I'd be hot bedding, but you know how cheap I am. I'd tell Nicole, like, listen, we're both going to sleep next to this dude. Okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to go in the middle so nothing happens, but I can only afford half of this bed. Okay? I'm not paying for a hotel room. I'm hot bedding it. You know what I mean? Oh,
could you imagine that if you could just pull up to a place and just everyone's in the lobby and you're like negotiating?
Yeah.
You guys want to go thirdsies on this?
Thirdsies.
Thirdsies. Yeah, well, I'm already getting in with this family. So.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it is. Thirdsies.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Is now. Yeah. So anyway, hot bedding, left-handed polar bears and Shakira. So, hey, let's go on to a strange story, because I have a fun title right here. All right.
Strange stories.
Noise. Ohio women prop up dead man in car to withdraw cash from bank.
Give me that one more time.
Ohio women.
Right. Got it.
So multiple. Prop up dead man.
Got it. Oh, the weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah. Yes. It sounds like it. In car to withdraw cash from bank.
Was this like a Social Security scam?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
But the strange resurrection case happened in the city of Ashtabalu, Ohio. So it's in Ohio on March 4th, recently. According to the statement, Lorene B. Ferralo and Karen, let's just call her Lorene and Karen. They're 55 and 63. They returned to the house where they lived in Lehman. And they found, so it's basically their roommate. An 80-year-old man had died when they were away. Now he laid lifeless on the floor. Okay, now here's the deal.
This was an episode of Murder, She Wrote in 1987.
For real?
And I'm not making... Yeah, these two old ladies had a guy live at their house.
Yeah.
He died. They pretended he was still alive and kept collecting his money. Now, they didn't put him in a car and take him down to the bank and be like one of them had his arm on a stick and were like, yes, I would like some money, please.
Well, that's... So for me, what I'm reading is we went from the floor, laying dead on the floor, to in a car seat. So yes, there's some shenanigans. Okay, there's some real shenanigans going on here. We can't be sure what kind of conversation happened between them after they discovered Lehman's body. We do know that it didn't end up with the ambulance picking up his mortal remains. Instead, the police alleged that basically the two chicks carried Lehman's body into the car. Additionally, police state a third as of yet unidentified individual helped the woman drag him out of the house.
I was gonna say, when you said their ages, I'm like, was this guy like a skeleton?
Yeah. Because you hear the term dead weight, but it is absolutely dead weight.
My mom drags in a 12 pack of Diet Dr. Pepper whenever she buys it. There's no way she's bringing a human into her car.
Right. Right.
So, mom, why is the Dr. Pepper all scratched up? Oh, I have to drag it in the house.
I have to drag it in.
It weighs almost 4 pounds.
But it says, according to a police report, they placed Lehman in the front seat as if he was sitting there still alive and breathing. Then they drove to a nearby bank.
Wouldn't it be great if they're so depraved that they like literally cut a hole in his back and the lady's sitting behind him like pushing his chest out and they look like breathing?
Here's the deal.
Wow, he's taking some really deep.
That far.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, people don't breathe that deeply. Pump it down.
Yeah.
Pump it down. Hey,
come on. He's going from breathing to a D cup. Let's back her down a little bit there, Karen.
Now we're going to like House and Senate have put in a bill that you have to put a mirror under old people before they can get they get money out of.
Imagine if you hotbedded this dude. He's dead. It's not a hotbed.
Hey, this bed's getting colder and colder.
This is a cold bed.
This bed started out hot.
Yeah, this bed, it's a cold bed. It appears that the girls may have had some kind of, caretaking relationship with him. Oh, so they were kind of his caretakers. Hey, good news. We're going to take care of you till you die. Then we're going to take your money out of the bank. By the way, you're going to get at least one more car ride. Who wants to go for a car ride? Yeah. Who wants to go? Huh? Come on. Who wants to go for a car ride?
Karen's like in the back of his suit, like me. Just waving around.
Right. Yeah. We can't Bernie the hell out of this guy. So the police say that the women had previously been allowed to withdraw money from his accounts as long as the man himself was accompanying them. Okay. We found the loophole right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, all right, I got a way. They'll never get one by me.
Yeah.
I got to be in the car if you want my money.
I got to be there.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. He should have said, I have to be in the car and alive. Alive.
That was the problem.
I think I see where he failed.
Loophole. Top five holes, everybody. Loophole.
Yeah. Loophole. So the girls.
The other four are subjective.
They pulled up into the bank's drive-through window. Lehman certainly was with him. And this is a quote. Mr. Lehman was placed in the vehicle in such a manner that he would be visible to the bank staff.
Was it sunglasses or head turned the other way?
I don't know.
What are we going on that?
I don't know.
Hat, like fedora?
He's mouth wide open?
He's an old man. Fedora down over the eyes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, old Indiana Jones over here. Yeah. Dr. Jones taking a nap.
Listen, that's either Corey Feldman.
He said small bills, though.
It's either Corey Feldman in the backseat or Lehman.
Or Harrison Ford.
We don't know. Yeah, we really don't know. So it says, but his place, he was visible. The teller didn't realize he was no longer drawing breath. And this is in
I see my mirror thing would have pulled this off.
In parentheses, because let's be real, who would suspect that?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct, okay? I would not think, like if you pull up, okay, you pull up to McDonald's, you go anywhere, you go to the bank, and you got your dog in the car, they're going to give you a treat, right?
Right.
Now, if your dog's dead, okay, you don't be like, he wants that treat. You know what I mean? He's just sleeping. Give me that treat.
That'll be $11.72. Is that guy dead? Is that I got two questions. Did you round up for Ronald McDonald's Charity House? And is that guy dead?
Yeah, he dead? What's his deal?
What's the story there?
Is that Corey Feldman? Is he going
to
dance?
You guys on the way to the bank?
Yeah.
You've been struck by. Yeah, he's dead. He didn't even.
Yeah.
He didn't move at all.
Yeah, he didn't move at all. So they allowed the women to withdraw $900. So here's the deal. They're getting in trouble over $900.
Yeah. You literally like desecrated a corpse for $900.
But let me tell you something. If you took $900 on that trip, you can't tell me they weren't planning to take more trips.
This ain't the only time he was going to the bank.
We're testing it.
I was going to say, this is $900 is the equivalent of toes in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? They didn't even question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go around the block. We'll come back.
Now, what if... If I was them, I would do this like on a business. I would teach other old ladies how to do this and just call it 900 toes. Because no one's going to know what that is.
Right. Right.
Like if you name it how to take a corpse to the bank and get their money, it's probably going to get flagged pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, but I like that. I like
that. Hey, Ralph, you think we got to send a car around to how to drag a corpse to the bank and get money?
So it's a self-help book. Oh, it says with money in hand. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. With money in hand, the girls seem to have determined they had no further use for Lehman's body. $900. Like, woohoo, we're going to Mexico. We are driving. They're going to Thelma and Louise this thing.
We going Sizzler. Yeah. We going Sizzler. Yeah. We going before four for the senior discount.
So they drove to the emergency room, and they allegedly informed the staff that there was a dead man in the car. However, they left the premises as soon as the hospital removed the corpse without giving them any information about themselves or Lehman. Well, first off, that makes you look really guilty about everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, there's a dead guy in my car.
Hey, we found this guy.
Yeah. Is this Stand By Me? You want to see a dead body? Yeah. Is this what we're doing?
We didn't have money for the wee-woo.
Yeah.
So we just brought him here ourselves.
Yeah, we brought him over. He didn't have money for an Uber. And it's like, here's the deal. He got $900. He could have paid for an Uber.
Yeah.
Okay. He could have paid for an Uber.
Well, have we seen a picture of these ladies? Maybe he got a boober.
Maybe. Understandably, the hospital called the police department. You know, someone just dropped off a corpse and sped off. You know, do you guys have like a, no, we don't need a valet. I need you to get him out, put him, and then we're just going to take, we don't need a valet. Hey, we're not going to valet.
Is there an age limit on where we can drop off those babies we don't want?
Yeah, right. this one's been in the car a while.
Is there a life limit on how?
I meant to bring this by when it was 9 months old. I'm really sorry.
I meant to bring this one by when he was breathing. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Totally mistimed it on my part. Sorry, my bad. But a couple hours later, one of the women reportedly called and let them know who Lehman was. So they called the hospital. They felt bad and they called the hospital. Of course, that also gave the cops a clue as to what was going on. So the police department states that the officers arrived at Lehman's residence where they found the girls. They're at his house. The dude's dead. Now's your chance to not be at his house.
But what did they think? Like, hey, I bet they get this 1,000 times a day. We will slip in. They won't even know it's us. Hey, yeah, one of the dead guys that got dropped off by a couple old ladies. We know who he is.
Yeah. We got a name. The other thing is, too, think about it. This guy died, and he's laying on his carpet. There's probably a stain on the carpet, okay, yeah. In the shape of Mr. Layman, okay?
Probably. Well, they're old people, so they probably called, said, hey, this is what happened. This is this guy. And their heads were like, it's just going to take us a few minutes. We're going to go through his bureau. Yeah. Maybe his ex, like his old, his.
You I know. Think we're going to say Xbox.
You know, no, I was going to say his, like his deceased wife's, like,
hope, oh yeah, yeah. I got like hope chest. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to go in the, clearly he has a chock full of nuts. He's got that chip container that people had in the 80s.
Candy dish. Still
there's
the
probably like some cash in there. They'll find some, you know, $2 bills and a silver dollar. They think they got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
They think they're in there 10 minutes. It's really 6 hours.
Right. Yeah. But, says there's not much story after this point. The women were arrested, now have been charged with theft and gross abuse of a corpse. Here's the deal. You can charge me with a lot of stuff, okay? I don't know that I ever want to hear the words gross abuse of a corpse.
But if you're going to get that charge, earn that charge.
Yeah, not $900.
They driving Miss Daisy, that guy, to the bank and the hospital.
Oh, yeah. No, you put this guy in a Jeep. And they got you put him in a Jeep.
Hey, what are you guys in for? You know, improper use of a corpse, whatever it was.
Yeah, gross abuse.
Gross abuse of a corpse. And people are like, ooh, yeah, we put him in the back of a caddy.
Which leads me to believe.
Drove him 12 blocks. Yeah.
Is there any abuse of a corpse that's not gross?
Yeah.
Corpse abuse that's etiquette?
Well, I think it's semi-acceptable abuse of a corpse.
Oh, okay. I got you. So then it's not gross.
Yeah.
All right. So the first time that they've had their run-in, it's not the first time they had their run-ins
with
the
law. We'll have to ask our mortuary friends about that.
We are. Yeah. So, but it says both of them have been convicted of theft, criminal trespass, and drug-related crimes. These women are old. They have a rap sheet.
But we're getting to the point where the people that like are ancient, like are walking fossils, were the people that are from the hippie time, you know, like Nam and Woodstock and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a lot of them have done more drugs than we have.
Yeah.
Which would be one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, Annie.
A drug.
A diarrhea.
Yeah.
A drug. Yeah.
But, I mean, I wasn't including you in that, Brian.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is an A-B conversation. I don't understand what C's doing over there. Look, yeah.
Cut your hair, you hippie.
Yeah. Listen, it doesn't smell like anything in here except tobacco and leather. Okay, that's all I pick up. No, bugles?
No bugles.
I don't detect any bugles. But here's the last paragraph. It says, for the time being, it seems Layman died of his own accord. Maybe in his own accord, too, because I don't know what kind of car they were driving, all right?
Coming.
Yeah. So, but it says at least they won't have to add murder to the list. Silver linings, we suppose.
Do we know?
We don't.
That's jumping to some conclusions.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it a jump to conclusion, Matt. That'd be great if like we find out 6 months from now. Update.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah. You know what else? Then they log in with gross abuse of a Honda Accord. Yeah. You know? It's like, I don't think that those fit in the same.
They get a charge for, misplacement of bullets.
Natural causes on your floor. You go, we're going to go to the bank one more time. Listen, this guy might not have had a lot of money, okay? But $900 is not a lot of money. He had to have more than that. He's 80 years old.
Hey, Karen, I got good news. We're going to come in some money, but we need a third person real quick. Did they ever like?
Say anything about the third person.
Do you think they're that like upstanding? We're like, hey, we're going to go down for it. You're not getting our friend.
Either that or the friend's dead too.
Yeah, the friend died lifting.
Different
him
car.
Yeah.
They left her in the car.
Friend died lifting this guy's corpse.
No, we got
we're great. They don't know about that, right? So now there's just like a skeleton somewhere in a Hyundai.
Right. Honda Accord.
No, he was in Accord.
Right. Yeah, they're going to be Ford cars. You're right. But you were correct. The women look at each other and go, now we got to drag two bodies in a car.
Well, that's just great.
Where can they find us, Dad?
You find us at thatchecksout.net, all the socials, thatchecksout, WDT, except for X, where we're out, WDT, and I would like to be out, but I'm here every week. Every Monday, you'll find a new episode recording for you at Audio High Podcast and Studio. Produced by the wonderful Brian Mack. That's all he is now. That's Brian.
That's all he is. B-Mac and cheese.
That Checks Out has been a TCO production. It's produced by Damon and Ted. That's us, Damon and Ted.
I'm left-handed.
Me too.
I guess. guess that means makes me left out.
Right. Yeah. I'm not left-handed.
But Damon's never left-handed at home.
Yeah, but Damon wasn't left-handed. Little did they know.